Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch, and maybe ill, too. Consider the symptoms from Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas and its adaptations. Grinch's heart is an empty hole, two sizes too small, looking like a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots. His head isn't screwed on right, his brain is full of spiders, his shoes are too tight. What ails the grumpiest of grumps? Residents at Rutgers University Medical School have an idea based on the school's innovative program that teaches them psychopathology through lessons in film and literature. They examine the Grinch. A hint of depression is found in his very grinchiness. A head that isn't screwed on right, along with a spidery brain, suggests a disorder of the central nervous system. We know the Grinch is an angry soul, pointing to a major depressive disorder. But the empty whole heart hints at a link between the central nervous and cardiovascular systems. Is this heart disease a consequence of depression? Perhaps it's Takotsubo cardiomyopathy or broken heart syndrome, a heart condition triggered by acute, intense emotional stress. And what of the heart two sizes too small and shoes too tight? It begins to make sense. Holiday stress caused by the commercialization of Christmas triggers broken heart syndrome and congestive heart failure in the Grinch. The heart two sizes too small is a description of a reduced blood flow of the heart, leading to excess water in the body and swelling of the feet. Ultimately, the Grinch recovers with a heart that grows as three sizes in a day. Cardiac symptoms abate, and his shoes no longer feeling tight. All is well in Whoville, at last. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFTFM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.